You're listening to Civic Media. You can tune into any of our live shows on any radio station across the state with the Civic Media app. Find us in your phone's app store and listen anytime, anywhere. This is your WFHR Daily News Roundup for locally grown radio 97.5 FM and 1320 AM and Wisc Country 105.5 FM WIRI in Wisconsin Rapids.
For WFHR and WIRI News, I'm Melissa Kay. Average gas prices fell 5.1 cents in the last week for an average of 2.80 today. This is 7 cents lower than a month ago and over 45 cents lower than this time last year. Patrick DeHaan, head of petroleum analysis at GasBuddy, said forecasting fuel prices remains challenging as geopolitical tensions intensify. The promised tariffs from the Trump administration could not only create economic uncertainty, but also impact what some motorists pay at the pump in the weeks ahead. This comes on top of the ongoing concerns about the Russian invasion of Ukraine and discussions of a potential deal to end the war. OPEC has signaled its intent to stabilize the market. However, policy decisions from the White House could introduce further uncertainty. Regardless, nearly every year sees a seasonal spring increase, pushing prices higher ahead of summer. Prices in central Wisconsin today range from $2.68 to $2.77 per gallon. Senator Ron Johnson held a virtual town hall meeting with Wisconsinites last week. When asked where he stands on Ukraine, he said the war started by Russia has to end.
I've repeatedly said Vladimir Putin's a war criminal. He's obviously the aggressor. He didn't have to start the war.
Johnson also said the reality is Vladimir Putin will not lose this war.
The only way the war ends is in a negotiated settlement. You can quibble with how you negotiate that, but I'm not going to like the result.
Johnson said the longer the war goes on, more people will die.
The result will get worse and worse because more Ukrainians die, more of Ukraine gets destroyed, more Russian conscripts die. Take no joy in that.
Senator Johnson said he supports President Trump's efforts to end this war that Russia started. This election cycle's hotly contested race is for the Wisconsin Supreme Court Justice. The candidates, Susan Crawford and Brad Schimmel, have agreed to debate in March. Lisa Hale has more.
The debate will be hosted by WISN-TV in Milwaukee on Wednesday, March 12th at 7 p.m. Crawford is a Dane County Circuit Court judge and former prosecutor. Schimmel is the former state attorney general and sits as a judge on the Waukesha County Circuit Court. The candidates are vying for the seat being vacated by retiring Justice Ann Walsh Bradley. The spring election is set for April 1st.
While the state's highest court is supposed to be nonpartisan, its balance will be determined by this election. 94 years ago on this day, the Star-Spangled Banner became the official national anthem of the United States. President Woodrow Wilson signed an executive order in 1916, formally designating the song as the national anthem. 15 years later, in March of 1931, Congress passed an act confirming Wilson's executive order. On March 3rd, President Hoover signed it into law. Today is the monthly Veterans Breakfast at Grace's Restaurant in Wisconsin Rapids. Veterans are welcome to come to Grace's and enjoy delicious food in company. They officially start at 9 a.m. Wisconsin Rapids Public Schools is holding a hygiene drive to help stock the Caring Closet shelves. These items help local families in need. The hygiene products most needed include shampoo and conditioner, toothpaste, deodorant, lotion, cleaning supplies, laundry detergent, paper towels, and toilet paper. These donations stay in the community. You can drop off new, unopened items at any WRPS school or the central office by March 16th. I'm Melissa Kay for WFHR and WIRI News.
Wisconsin falls short to the Spartans. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. Men's college basketball, the Badgers had the lead at halftime, but lost to the Spartans at Michigan State, 71-62. Badgers head coach Greg Gard.
You're always going to build your program and your team to be able to survive those. And the two things that we didn't do well enough when you have one of these 5-for-32 games, and part of that's Michigan State's defense, part of it, you know, we had good looks. I thought we had some really good looks at times from the right guys.
Up next, Wisconsin plays the Gophers in Minnesota. Minnesota Wednesday night. Marquette with a win over the weekend at Georgetown. They head north to face UConn on Wednesday. UW-Milwaukee had no trouble against Detroit Mercy, the Panthers winning 89-67, securing the number 3 seed in the Horizon League tournament. And the number 1 ranked Wisconsin Badgers women's hockey team shut out Bemidji State in Madison 11-0. So the Badgers advanced to the first round of the WCHA playoffs Friday in Duluth. With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
On your entertainment beat, I'm Pete Schwabe. Creators of the legendary show Cheers recently addressed Shelley Long's exit from the show after 5 seasons. Creators Glenn and Les Charles appeared on the Where Everybody Knows Your Name podcast with hosts Ted Danson and Woody Harrelson. The brothers Charles say they weren't sure the show could go on after Long left because it was so based on the hot and cold relationship between Sam and Diane. During the same episode, the producers admitted that Woody Harrelson was not their first choice, but Ted Danson went to bat for him and sitcom history was made. To say things are really escalating in the Blake Lively, Justin Baldoni multiple lawsuit drama would be an understatement. The actress has sued Baldoni for sexual harassment during the shooting of It Ends With Us, and Baldoni has countersued Lively for running what he and his people say is a smear campaign. Lively appears to be going for a checkmate move and has hired a former CIA PR crisis manager. Sounds like it's only a matter of time before Putin is involved. As it turns out, not everyone in Hollywood wants to be a part of a superhero movie and is willing to pass on big fat residual checks. Jeremy Allen White, star of the Emmy-winning show The Bear, has passed on the title role in DC Universe's Sergeant Rock. In a recent interview, White said he is confused at the idea that the pinnacle of an actor's career seems to be a role in a superhero film. Then again, maybe he just doesn't like to wear tights. And then there's Chris Pratt, who seems to have no problem playing superheroes as long as the check cashes. I feel you, brother. Pratt has announced that he will play Star-Lord when the character returns to the Marvel comic universe by way of Guardians of the Galaxy. Pratt is currently one of the busiest actors in Hollywood as he is starring in The Electric State with Millie Bobby Brown on Netflix, and you can catch him in the sci-fi film Mercy, which will be released this summer. I'm currently 3 episodes into the new season of Reacher, and so far I would recommend it as a Pete pick. Actual giant Alan Ritchson has returned as the title character, kicking butt and taking names. Season 3 so far has more of a feel like season 1, where Reacher stays true to the character, giving assistance to the underdog and those in need. Reacher Season 3 gets a so far so good rating. Stay tuned. Spoiler alert regarding White Lotus Season 2. Season 3 of the hit HBO show is underway. White Lotus is always set at a White Lotus resort, where in Episode 1, we learn a murder has been committed, but don't find out who the victim is or who done it until the last episode of the season. Jennifer Coolidge was the victim in Season 2 and says she hopes that her on-screen husband, played by John Grise, is the victim in the 3rd season. That seems the obvious choice, but writer-creator Mike White likes to keep the audience guessing. You can catch White Lotus at 9 p.m. on Sunday nights on Max. For more showbiz fun, tune into Nightlight with me, Pete Schwabe, weeknights from 6 to 8 p.m. on the Civic Media Radio Network.
We are tracking a system that could bring some heavy rain and rain mixing with and changing to snow tomorrow night through Wednesday, and there could be some accumulation and wind with blowing snow with this one, so stay tuned for updates. Today, partly cloudy, becoming cloudy by late afternoon with a high in the mid-40s. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Outside now, it's 33.
That's your WFHR and WIRI Daily News Roundup from Civic Media. Subscribe to this podcast on Spotify, Apple, or wherever you find your podcasts. Find more news at WFHR.com or WisCountry. That's WISCountry.com. The national news cycle never stops, but it can be hard to find news about your local community. Civic Media is dedicated to providing quality local and state news coverage across Wisconsin. With the Civic Media app, you can get notifications about local stories that matter to you and your community. Find the free Civic Media app in your phone's app store and choose notifications from the menu to tell us what kind of news you want to hear about.